Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Waiting for You to Take Me, Sir. Dear Sir, I write my stories and you listen to them. With everything we have been through, we are bound to each other. Yes, the secrets that we once shared, the secret sexting I miss, as they were very sublime, leaving me hungry for more. Yes, baby, your little kinks, my little kinks too, fit together very well, like a jigsaw puzzle, a pot, but coming together more and more. Yes, each little piece added helps to make the picture clearer, just as we became clearer in our desires. I love being bound to you and by you. I long to feel your fingers work the knots that will keep me bound for your pleasure. The way our mind works so well, every detail, a point of concentration that you enjoy fully, makes me think of the detail you will put into every twist and tie on my body. Yes, whether bound by hemp or the softest cotton, a thread as thin as that woven by a spider, we are bound to each other. Tell me, is that why the attraction is strong between us? Yes. Oh, I want to know, baby. Is that why our sexual thoughts are very similar? Oh, I want to know now, as I have been very naughty with my thoughts. And well, I think it's time for you to come over and spank me. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. I want to fuck you so bad. This story is for you, sir. I'm in control tonight, so you will do exactly as I say. I want you on all fours on the floor, in front of me, your legs spread wide, your asshole beautiful and swollen, with excitement waiting for my touch. Yes, I slide between your legs, I wrap my hands around your thighs, and then I raise my head and begin sucking your beautiful cock. Yes, baby. My tongue slides down your shaft and I lick, then suck your balls gently. Yes, I love your cock. Oh, yes, tastes good. Yes, you like that, baby? I then rise and take the bottle of vanilla oil and coat my hands, sliding my fingers up and down the crack of your ass, getting you nice and lubed. Yes, I lick you there, my hands cupping your balls as I force my tongue into the soft tissues of your asshole. The taste of vanilla, yes, baby, is flooding my mouth. I then insert my fingers, first one, then two. I use my thumbs to open you up. Then I reach for our dildo, one head for you and one head for me. And then, I begin to work it into your ass slowly. Yes, your breathing is hard, fast. Every once in a while, you let out a low moan as I slide it deeper into your sexy ass. I then get on my knees, taking my side of the dildo and, yes, baby, sliding it into my wetness. I rub it against my clit. Yes, feels good. A few times, and then slide it into me. I start to pump it then, forcing it deeper into you as it slides deeper into me until my pussy is against your ass and I am fucking you like a man. You like that, baby? Yes. Yes. I start up slowly, but my rhythm increases as I hear your excited gasp. Yes, baby. I know you like that. Yes. I rise to my feet and straddle you. My legs around your waist as I ride you.
Yes, baby. Yes.
You are moaning, and I cannot tell if it's from pain or pleasure. But in that moment, I do not care. I'm thrusting into you, fucking you hard, as low grunts escape my throat.
Yes, baby.
I know you are flaccid from all of the feelings in your ass, but I tell you to fuck yourself anyway. You don't do it. Lost in the feeling, you are not hearing me. Fuck yourself, I growl as I thrust harder. Do it, baby. And you begin to do as told, stroking your cock with your hand. I have a hard time not coming. It takes everything I have not to sink into you and allow the throbbing of my pussy muscles to take control and sweep me away. But I wait for you until I hear you gasping. Yes, baby. The rhythm of your hand matching the fast rhythm of my pumping.
Yes, baby. Come on, you can do it. Come for me. Yes.
And then you're coming.
Yes. Oh, God, I love that come from your beautiful cock.
Yes, baby. The choked moans that sound almost like sobs begin to rock your body, and I let go. Coming with you. Coming hard against you as I push into you as deep as I can, my own voice rising above yours as a pulsing rush of my cum slides down the dildo into your asshole.
Yes, baby. Yes.
Did you like that? Oh, that was a lot of cum. Then I pull it out slowly, first out of me, then taking more care out of you. I hand it to you and you take it to the bathroom, shielding it from my eyes, with your body, as if embarrassed by the carnage that we have created. I follow you. I see you cleaning it in the sink. You set it aside as I slide under your arms and stick my hands under the warm, running water. I fill my hands with soap and then take both of your hands into mine. We wash each other's hands in the sink. I look up to catch you watching my face in the mirror. I love fucking you. You know that, right? I whisper, turning to face you. I take your face in my hands and kiss you gently on your cheeks, your eyes, and then your lips. I mean it. I really love fucking you, baby. Happy coming to my words, sir. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, baby. Stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.